You're listening to SBS News.
Russia has defended bombing a shopping center in Kyiv as international condemnation of its attacks on civilian targets grow increasingly strident. The Russian military says it hit the shopping mall on the outskirts of the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv because it was a munitions store. Russian Defense Ministry spokesman Major General Igor Konashenkov alleges Ukrainian forces were using the shopping precinct to reload multiple rocket launchers and store rockets used for shelling Russian troops.
In the outskirts of Kyiv, in the Vinohrada district, Ukrainian nationalist units hid between residential buildings for several days and fired from multiple launch rocket systems at Russian military personnel. At the same time, the areas of the nearby shopping center were used as a large base for storing rocket-propelled ammunition and reloading multiple launch rocket systems.
The Defense Ministry spokesman's claims have not yet been independently verified. The shopping center in the densely populated Podil district was reduced to a smoldering ruin after being shelled. Ukrainian emergency officials say 8 people were killed in the attack, one of several to hit the capital. Video released by Ukraine's State Emergency Service shows night shots of a large blast in Kyiv, followed by firefighters scrambling to a shopping center to rescue people stranded beneath the rubble. Britain's Defense Ministry says Ukrainian resistance has kept most Russian forces more than 25 kilometers from the center of Kyiv, but the capital remains Russia's primary military objective. City authorities have turned the capital into a fortress and imposed a 35-hour curfew. Major General Konashenkov says the Russian military will continue using its state-of-the-art hypersonic missile to hit targets in Ukraine.
The combat use of the Kinzhal aviation missile system has proven its efficiency in destroying heavily fortified special facilities of the enemy. Strikes by this aviation missile system on Ukrainian military infrastructure facilities during the special military operation will continue. I'd like to emphasize that the Kinzhal complex is used with a conventional warhead.
Meanwhile, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has accused Russia of shooting at protesters in Kherson, which is occupied by Russian forces.
Today we all saw how slaves were shooting at free people. They are slaves of propaganda who hanged their consciousness. They are slaves who got used to packing everyone in police buses, even grandmothers carrying white flags or girls with A4 paper with the word peace on it.
Ukraine's armed forces say Russian troops used stun grenades and gunfire to disperse a rally of pro-Ukrainian protesters. Surveillance footage showed several hundred protesters in Freedom Square running to escape as projectiles land around them. Russia has not responded to those claims and continues to maintain that it does not target civilians. European foreign ministers have met in Brussels to condemn Russian forces and discuss new sanctions on Russia. European Union High Representative for Foreign Affairs Josep Borrell says Russia's attacks are indiscriminate.
Russia is really doing a lot of war crimes. That's the word. You have to say that. What's happening in Mariupol is a massive war crime, destroying everything, bombarding and killing everybody in an indiscriminate manner. This is something awful. We have to condemn in the stronger terms. This is a war crime, a massive war crime, what's happening in Mariupol. The city will be completely destroyed and people will be, are dying.
Mr. Zelensky has appealed to European countries to continue sanctioning Russia and not to buy Russian fossil fuels. The Ukrainian president singled out Germany in his address, a country that leads a group of European Union member states that want to pause new sanctions on Russia due to concerns over high energy prices and fears Russia might halt gas exports to Europe. In his video address, the Ukrainian president played an air raid siren and called on German citizens to pressure German politicians.
Please do not sponsor the military machine of Russia, nor give a single euro to the occupiers. Close your ports for them. Do not import goods. Say no to Russian energy resources. Do everything for Russia to leave Ukrainian soil. I believe and I know that peace is possible, but you have to act to bring the peace.
Ukrainian authorities also accuse Russian ships of firing on residential buildings near the port city of Odessa. President Zelensky has accused Russian forces of committing war crimes in Mariupol, where street fighting has been taking place. About 300,000 people are trapped in the city with little or no food, water, or electricity. The United Nations says more than 10 million people have been forced from their homes in Ukraine. Stefan Dujarric is the spokesman for the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
Since February 24th, more than 10 million people have now been forced from their homes in search of safety and security, nearly a quarter of the population of Ukraine. This includes an estimated 6.5 million men, women, and children who are internally displaced, and that's according to our friends at the International Organization for Migration, and nearly 3.5 million people, mostly women and children, who have crossed international borders out of Ukraine as refugees.
Meanwhile, President Joe Biden called European allies ahead of his trip this week to Europe for urgent talks with NATO. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the leaders discussed concerns about Russia's tactics in Ukraine.
During this call President Macron of France, Chancellor Scholz of Germany, Prime Minister Draghi of Italy, and Prime Minister Boris Johnson of the United Kingdom, they discussed their serious concerns about Russia's brutal tactics in Ukraine, including its attacks on civilians. They underscored their continued support for Ukraine, including by providing security assistance to the brave Ukrainians who are defending their country from Russian aggression, and humanitarian assistance to the millions of Ukrainians who have fled the violence. They also reviewed recent diplomatic efforts in support of Ukraine's effort to reach a ceasefire.
Mr. Biden travels to Europe this week, first to Brussels and then to Poland to meet with leaders there. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.